39 at DWS, Dave Gentry, Elizabeth Hess, and she's president of the Village of Savoy, Joan Dykstra. Joan, how are you?
Good morning, Dave. Elizabeth?
Good morning.
Glad
good
to
be
you
here
with us this morning. How are things going down there? You've been in office for a while. You kind of know your way around down there.
6 months and counting. It's been the greatest gig. I've been in government since 1991, and this is the best gig because, you know, you really make such a difference as the mayor of a village, and you get to see and talk to the local folks every day. And so it's been a great opportunity, and I feel just honored to be a part of it.
One of the things you did recently, which I love this, was a brainstorming meeting among just internally. And among the things that jumped out at me, some of the trustees, a couple of them wanted more parks and green space, a sit-down restaurant. Thank you, D. Schankweiler, for recommending that. And also security. Two of them wanted Savoy to have its own police department. Is that something that you hear a lot?
It does come up. We right now have, I believe, a win-win with the Sheriff's Department. We have a contract for about $435,000 a year, and we get experienced deputies, and they patrol the village, and so they do a great job. We don't have a lot of crime and bad things going on in Savoy, so it's really worthwhile, and for us, I would just say that there might come a time when we need to look at a full-time force. But right now, it's really a good opportunity to use the sheriff's deputies, and they're very experienced.
Another thing that came up a couple times, support of growth of the airport. How, as village president, do you support Willard in that, or the University of Illinois in that endeavor?
Well, I am on the airport advisory committee with a lot of other people who have a vested interest, including obviously the university, and they own the airport, and it, you know, they have decided that it might be time that they want to divest themselves of the airport. The issues that we have would be, what then? Is there an airport authority? That means taxes. Does it go to the MTD? Does it, you know, there's a variety of things that happen, that can happen, rather. So I'm on that airport advisory committee, and we are working through some of the issues on what to do in the future. I've actually been on this kind of advisory committee since the 90s, as a matter of fact, when I was on the Champaign County Board. So I think that the leadership of the university is finally deciding, you know, that this is an important and a viable component to our community, economic development, getting university students, getting, you know, Blue Waters, getting people in and out of the town and the county. So they are really realizing how important the university is, and I'm just a part of the decision-making going forward.
I'm glad you brought up water. Recently, you and the trustees reviewed the Mahomet Aquifer Consortium and Regional Water Supply Planning Committee report. How and why are you involved with that?
Well, obviously, we're part of the Mahomet Aquifer. We have a trustee who just stepped off of the board, Bill Smith. He is an expert on water and the consortium, so he keeps us informed. It's so important that we have clean water.
Okay, can you give us some updates? Like recently, the Savoy Fire Department, you've upgraded some. Do you add to this department, or are your budgets pretty tight right now? Are you adding to the fire department, or like Savoy business development, another thing that you reported on recently? Do you have you been budget tightening like other industries?
Well, our fire department has about $333,000 budget, and it hasn't gone up or down particularly. We actually are choosing two new captains this week, and we're thinking of a new fire truck, for instance. So, you know, we assess, and along with the staff at the fire department, we assess what we need. But our budget hasn't gone up, no.
Okay, let's go back to your time at the county board. I know it's been a while,
please.
But I know you follow.
there is life after the county board.
So I hear. We have Deb Frank-Finan on
as
well.
We were colleagues.
Now, you were able to help oversee the construction of the Champaign County Satellite Jail and the county courthouse, Brookins Administrative Center. In regards to the jail and now the nursing home, we would love for you to weigh in on what you see and the direction it's gone.
Well, keep in mind that I'm just an observer. I was part of a few conversations way back many years ago, and I was in favor of divesting, selling the nursing home many, many years ago because I saw what was coming, and it did, in fact, come. So I don't keep up on it, all the details, but I am in favor of selling it for sure.
Okay, and in terms of the satellite jail, I mean, is that something that's financially viable to keep the satellite jail going, or do we beef up downtown?
Yeah, again, I have not kept up on that in terms of the issue, but I wish the county board well in making those decisions and that they make it with a bipartisan and fiscally conservative and responsible issues in mind. That's all I can say about the how I want the county board to work.
Sure. And you served on the Unit 4 Facilities Committee as well. You got this beautiful new facility in Cary Busey. Was Savoy something you were hoping would be considered for the Central High School?
Well, we do have some land that near Savoy or in Savoy that we are hoping perhaps they would look at near Winfield Village, for instance, or elsewhere. But the decision's been made, and I look forward to all the decisions. Again, God bless them. They Unit 4 has such a full plate, and they have really taken on a big project with all of the buildings. I'm an elementary teacher. I really, really cared about getting Cary Busey to Savoy, and it's a beautiful building and facility. My grandson, Alex, he's in second grade. He goes to Cary Busey, so we pick him up a couple times a week, and we just couldn't be happier that Cary Busey's in Savoy. It's just a beautiful facility, and Principal Scott is a fantastic principal. My grandson just goes up and hugs him every day, just about.
I've heard good things about Jeff Scott.
Yes.
The other thing that people in Savoy seem to be really excited about is Aldi, and I finally made my maiden voyage there Friday, which, why so excited when there's a Walmart and a Schnucks down there? Why does Aldi generate so much excitement?
I think of all of the businesses that have come to Savoy, Aldi's is by far the business that people were most excited about coming. And in fact, two Fridays ago now, the line was way down, to the end, and the parking was way over on the side streets. And I just think that the model that Aldi's has of, it's quality food. There's a lot of organic food. It isn't like the old Aldi's, maybe. It's really an upscale and a quality business and food store, and the prices are really decent. So I remember Aldi's when I think there were like cardboard boxes, and you had to get the cans out of the box.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, and
that wasn't necessarily, a great working model, in my opinion. But this is not, the old Aldi's at all. So we are really excited. I went past there this morning, of course, and it is hugely crowded. So
all the time.
Yeah.
All right. When are we trick-or-treating in Savoy?
Yes, I wanted to bring up the Savoy Rec Center. And by the way, you do not have to live in Savoy to be a part of the Savoy Rec Center. So look them up on the internet. But there is a Halloween trick-or-treat next Monday, I think it is, October 23rd at 6 o'clock. And it's really a nice, safe, indoor time. Get dressed up, even grown-ups, and take a tour in the gymnasium. So it's a really nice time. But I want to promote the Savoy Rec Center. It's really, if you like pickleball, if you want to know about pickleball, we are the place for pickleball.
You also have great camps for days off of work, and I've taken classes there during the day, good exercise classes. So there's something for every age.
There is a walking track above the gym that's really popular. especially as it gets chillier. It's a great place to go. So okay. Check it out.
Joan Dykstra, Village President for the Village of Savoy. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joan.
All right. We got more coming up on DWS.